And now it's time for the bullpen.
OMG, the bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Mercy me, the bullpen.
Go team, go team.
Yes.
It is Friday, and we are back here on the bullpen. We're going to start things out with a bullpen. Ironically enough, no, we're going to be talking about the game that happened last night. It was the NLDS Game 5 between the Dodgers and the Nationals. And before this, we were kind of talking about Scherzer and his impact. And Evan was kind of thinking that maybe it was like his fault that the Nationals lost the series, because two of the games that he started in, they lost, and they were both at home. But he actually didn't play terrible last night. He gave up one run in six innings pitched, but then the bullpen took over in the seventh inning and let them get three runs. And it was not great for Nationals, but great for me as a Dodgers fan.
Yeah, but, you know, that's two losses at home when, you know, you had the better record and whatnot. So, yeah, it wasn't all Scherzer's fault by any means, but...
You sure wanted it to be.
I was sure hoping it would be.
And so, now the Dodgers advance to play the Cubbies.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little bit of a feud going on here, because I am a Dodgers fan, and Evan, you wouldn't know it by looking at him, but he's a big Cubbies fan.
Yes.
And I say that ironically because he's wearing a Cubs jacket, which he has worn every time I've seen him for the last month.
I think half of my wardrobe is probably Cubbies.
I mean, good for you, but you might want to lose the Bears hat if you don't want to get... keep the Bears hat, actually. You're going to give yourself
some bad luck.
Oh, you
want me to have bad mojo.
Bad mojo for sure, but...
at least on game days, Bears hat is nowhere to be found.
We put it under the porch because we're ashamed of it. And speaking of ashamed, I'm kind of ashamed about how my Denver Broncos played last night. They also lost, and we had both picked them to win, so
yeah,
that updates our total.
that was surprising. I really didn't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, just the offense just isn't really doing enough. They really just missed head coach Gary Kubiak. You know, he calls the offensive plays, and he also is kind of the heart of the team, really. But he was out. I guess that's also news, because that happened since the last time we were there. Last week, they played the Falcons, and they lost that game too, which was unfortunate. But after the game, Gary Kubiak ended up going to the hospital with, like, severe migraines. And then he got out of the hospital, like, towards the end of the next day. But he didn't travel with the team this week. And I think it showed. I mean, the special teams coordinator was the guy that was acting as the head coach during the game. He was the interim head coach. And, yeah, I didn't get to watch it mostly because I was calling a high school football game. But when you look at the stats, there were 50 pass attempts for Trevor Siemian, and that's not the kind of offense that Gary Kubiak wants to run. And I think that if Gary Kubiak was there, I think it would have been a different story. Chargers still might have found a way to win, but I feel like they really missed Kubiak in that game. They lost by 8, and they had a chance at the end of the game to tie it, but they had kind of to do a Hail Mary, and it didn't really work. But yeah, so that was sad for me, and we're going to pick our picks for this week, the rest of them, in just a little bit.
Although I will say, though, to maybe lighten your mood, we had a lot more other disappointing teams with us this week. At least Ravens, Bengals, and Panthers also deeply disappointing.
Right. Well, weeks. I mean, with the Panthers, when we made that pick, I was assuming that Cam Newton would be back, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think that if Cam Newton was playing, then they probably would have won. But obviously he did not, and they did not. I think he's supposed to be back this week, so I think they'll be in better shape. But we'll worry about that in a little bit when we're picking. But yeah, there's some disappointments for sure. I thought the Bengals would beat the Cowboys for sure. Credit to the Cowboys, they're playing pretty well. But I'm ready for the wheels to fall off that bus because I think they're very much overachieving. And I think they're going to lose a lot in the next few games. I'm not going to change my mind about that one. You know, last week I said that I thought they would lose like 4 of the next 5, and now it's going to have to be 3 of the next 5 from when I said that because they lost a game that I thought they were going to win. But I still think that they're going to have a really tough time the rest of the season, at least for the next little bit. But also, another thing in news, LSU in Florida, their game was postponed last week because of a hurricane, and they agreed to make that game up on November 19th in Baton Rouge. And originally it was going to be in Florida, and that's why they had to postpone it because of the hurricane. And now it's going to be in Baton Rouge. And the reason why is that I think both teams had scheduled games against, I think, FCS schools. And, you know, the LSU wasn't going to give up their home game for that day. And so Florida, you know, had to do it in order to be able to qualify for the SEC championship. And so they're just like, they kind of had to agree to play at LSU. I mean, LSU doesn't really have to play the game because they're not going to make it to the SEC championship. And so really it was Florida who's hoping to do that. But, you know, they couldn't do it if they didn't play all of their conference games, their 8 conference games that they had scheduled. And so I think initially they thought they weren't going to have to, but the SEC is like, no, you're going to have to play it if you want to qualify for the SEC championship.
And it's an away game now.
So yeah. And so kind of sucks for them, but at the same time, LSU has kind of had a rough year, so it might not be too terrible. But yeah, I mean, so the big thing about that, though, was Tennessee obviously lost this last weekend in a close game, a thriller, and against Texas A&M. And they were kind of looking at that if, you know, they played all their conference games and they ended up having one more loss than Florida did because Florida didn't play that game or whatever, then they're like, well, it won't be fair to us and everything. And so I think they were kind of worried about it. But the SEC did come out and say, you know, yeah, you have to play all your scheduled conference games in order to qualify for the championship. And so then Florida's like, okay, I guess we'll have to go play at LSU. So that's kind of how that went. The interesting thing, though, is there were a lot of other games that still took place, you know, around where the hurricane was going on. I mean, Miami and Florida State played. Yeah. And you had a bunch of different ones along that coast that were playing. I know that they did move one game. I don't know if it was an NFL game or something, but last week they moved something to Tennessee. And I think it was an NFL game, but yeah, I thought it was interesting because they were like the only one that just straight up postponed the game. And LSU tried to make it happen, like still like, we'll play you Sunday, like it should be fine on Sunday or whatever. And Florida wasn't going for it. And then I think that's because they just didn't realize they would have to play all their games in order to qualify for the SEC championship. And so then they did.
So lesson learned, got to play all your games.
Got to play them all. And, I mean, that's kind of what I've got for... Oh, yeah, I guess we should also mention the Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians won in the American League division series.
Yeah, both were sweeps.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see that matchup because I think both teams are good enough. That could be a 6 or 7 game series, in my opinion.
Yeah, One interesting thing, I mean, no matter what, I want the National League team to win this year.
Yeah.
Because I don't cheer for Cleveland ever. Other than I wanted LeBron to get a ring when he was there. But that was the only time. I don't cheer for the Browns. I don't cheer for the Cleveland Indians. And I don't really cheer for the Cavs. I'm not going to again. Yeah. Unless they're playing the Warriors, and then I'll cheer for them just because I don't like the Warriors at all. But, yeah, so, I mean, you got them on one side. You got Toronto on the other one, who make everything Canada versus U.S. in
their
games.
And then throw beer cans at all the other teams they play in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that last week, put a guy in the wall of shame for it, but, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're, like, completely disrespectful and everything, and so I don't want the Blue Jays to win.
Yeah.
I don't want the Cleveland Indians to win. Plus, I'll be happy if the Cubs win if the Dodgers don't, so.
Yeah. So we all Cubs fans can stop whining. We can finally stop talking about. But yeah,
I don't know if that's actually a good idea, because then you're just gonna talk about how great your team is and that they won the championship.
We're gonna become the next Boston Red Sox fans. You just win once finally, and then all of a sudden you're.
Hey, look at us! We just won a championship. I don't know what accent that was, but it's not very good.
But yeah, and then also on Toronto, Jose Bautista. Not sure how I feel about that guy. You know, especially just from all of his fights with Texas, which is kind of entertaining.
No, it's entertaining for sure.
Watching that video over and over again. But, and plus Cleveland, though, they haven't won since like 1948 or something.
Yeah, it's been a while, but at the same time.
I wouldn't want them to win still, but.
Well, I mean, I want them to beat the Blue Jays for sure. Because I'd rather have them win it all than the Blue Jays.
Okay. Yeah.
Right now, my hierarchy of how I want it to go down is Dodgers, Cubs, Indians, Blue Jays. Like, that's the order that I will be the most happy. Like, the higher up, the most happy I will be. The Dodgers win, I'll be extremely happy because they're my team.
Sure.
The Cubs win, I'll be happy because I'll be happy for you. Yeah. And no, I like the Cubs all right.
Yeah.
And then also the whole 100-year thing.
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing for a team that is always, like, perennially, like, up there almost to where they can win a championship, and then they'll find a way to disappoint you.
Yeah, and then getting to – and then, like, getting within, like, a game of winning a pennant and blowing that. If we could finally put that behind us as well, that'd be fantastic. So.
Yeah, I mean – I I'm hoping that the Dodgers do win, but if the Dodgers have to lose, I'd prefer it be to the Cubs.
I'll take that.
Of course you will. Be your team winning. And then the Cleveland Indians would be a better option than the Blue Jays, but I don't know. I just feel like the National League's got the best shot this year.
Yeah.
I mean, your Cubs withstood the tempest of the even year Giants.
Yes.
Yeah. The Giants, who for some reason couldn't play worth anything in the second half of the season.
Their bullpen ruined them, at least in the postseason. I mean, they had trouble in the second half, but.
And we all know how important the bullpen is to us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And then two
blown. You might say that's all we're about right now.
Yeah. And then two blown saves, or at least, I guess game four was a potential, game three was a potential save, but still, though. Back-to-back hatchet jobs on the part of the bullpen for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, and then on the other side, I mean, the Dodgers for the last few years have had a terrible bullpen, and they haven't been able to do much of anything. But I think that they've fixed it for the most part, and they've actually got decent relievers.
Yeah.
And Kenley Jansen's a pretty good closer. But the interesting thing is last night, Clayton Kershaw went out there and closed.
Yeah, that was
the last two outs.
That was a quick return.
Yeah, he started game four. He comes out in the ninth inning in game five and gets the last two outs. It was awesome. It's just like, I was like, what? Clayton Kershaw can do it all. I tweeted out Clayton Kershaw for president because he can do it all. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. And in a second, we'll talk a little bit more about that game, but from the other perspective.
Yes.
Now it's time for the Wall of Shame. 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 Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
I will let you go first here, Evan, because obviously I just set up for your Wall of Shame, or at least one of your Wall of Shame entrances. I don't...
Given the assist.
Yeah. Over to me. Given the assist. I don't actually know if you have more or not, because we didn't talk about this before. But just jump ahead with the one that we did talk about.
Yeah, I've got one that clearly I was keeping an eye on, and that is the Washington Nationals, who, due to last night's performance, still have yet to win a single postseason series since moving from Montreal to Washington, D.C. in 05. So they have, and you look at the previous two franchises that were in Washington, both Senators teams, and so the last time a postseason series was won by any team from D.C., 1924.
Really?
Yeah.
Last Are you talking time. About just in baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not like basketball or the Capitals.
Because that's what I was thinking of basketball. I was like, I feel like the Wizards have won something recently. The last 10 years or so.
Yeah, no, it's just this baseball in Washington, D.C. Hasn't won a single series since 1924. Granted, for the past two franchises, there was pretty much only the World Series as a postseason series, so that kind of tempers it.
But the Nationals have been around for a minute.
Yeah, good 11 years.
They've got a couple really good players.
They've won the division, you know, so they should have.
Should have done something.
Yeah, so they're going on the wall of shame for not even winning a series at all. So,
yeah, good on them. I mean, not good on them. Shame on them.
Shame on them.
All right, do you have any more?
No.
No, that's it?
That's what was going on.
That's all you could come up with? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. shifting gears, I got one from college football and one from the NBA. Okay. So, I'll start with the one from college football because it was farther back in time. So last Saturday when Texas A&M was playing Tennessee, I alluded to this game earlier. So Texas A&M had a decent lead and Tennessee was coming back and they were down by one touchdown still, not a lot of time left. And Williams, the running back for Texas A&M, catches the ball, or actually no, it was a handoff. And he was running down the sideline and he was about to score to extend the lead. But he was still going to give Tennessee more time to score. He ends up, someone from Tennessee comes up from behind and punches the ball out of his arm right before he crosses the goal line. And so it ends up being a touchback and it gives the ball back to Tennessee. And if that's not shame worthy, I don't know what is. Because, I mean, keep your arms on the ball. I mean, and also another thing that he probably should have done, I mean, it ended up working in the end, but they had to win it in overtime. But what he should have done is just, like, gone to the ground before getting to the end zone to run more time off the clock. But he did not, and he ended up getting the ball punched out and giving the ball back to Tennessee at the 20-yard line without them having to force, have to fight to get the ball back. He went from getting a touchdown to giving Tennessee the ball back, which allowed them to go get a touchdown to tie the game. And
not even running out the clock, like you said.
Yeah.
So that's a multi-layered cake of shame.
Yeah, and the thing about it is there was an example of that same thing earlier in the day with USC. Their wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster, smartly, he caught a pass and it looked like he had an easy lane to the touchdown, but he ended up going down so that they could run more time off the clock, and they ended up winning the game because of it. And, you know, he gave up a touchdown to make sure that they won. And then you go to Texas A&M, and he was going for the touchdown, and he screwed it up. It's so embarrassing and so shameful. And then my second and last entry to the wall of shame today, Russell Westbrook got blocked by the rim on a dunk.
Improving the rim stats this year.
So. Yeah, the rim now has 14 blocks on the season. No, but he went up for a dunk and the ball just like caught on the rim and he almost like fell over. It was pretty shameful. And you don't expect that from Russell Westbrook, who can jump really high, and he dunks a lot. So for him to whiff on it like that,
that's an off night.
It's kind of funny and shameful.
Ready or not, here comes the main event.
It's go time.
All right, so today's main event, we kind of have talked about it a little bit, but it's going to be a combination of two things. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming championship series for both leagues in the MLB. And then we're also going to do our picks for the NFL and also local college. And also, like, in this podcast, this is kind of our everything else podcast. Later on, we're also going to have an Aggie centralized podcast. And that's, we're going to be recording that hopefully later today. So look for that if you're looking for our Aggie stuff. And I probably should have mentioned that at the beginning of the podcast, but I didn't. So
they'll get over it.
Here it is now.
They'll get over it.
Evan thinks you'll get over it. We hope so too. Or I hope so too, I guess. I guess not. It can't be a two if you're the one that we're agreeing with. Unless I'm just making a fat joke about how big I am. But anyway, moving into the MLB, set us up on championship series.
Well, over in the AL, we've got Toronto and Cleveland, both coming off obviously really good years, especially for the Indians, who at one point in the season had gone on a 10-game win streak back earlier on. So this should be, I think, probably a really tough series considering their performance in the divisional series. Both teams swept, like I said earlier. So I imagine, like, that this series will probably go to 6 or 7 games. It's going to be tough playing in Toronto for the Indians, but then also, again, it'll also be tough playing in Cleveland, I think, as well, just given the way the year has gone and the performance of the team. But although I think my gut is telling me on this one that Toronto is going to win because, yeah, Cleveland has been really good, but they played in a not-so-great AL Central where they really didn't have – I think once the White Sox faded down the stretch, I don't think they really had any tough opposition or chases to the pennant. Whereas you go to the AL East and you had Toronto, Boston, Baltimore, and even the Yankees there for a little bit kind of toward the end, all chasing after first place. So I think the AL East was harder for the Blue Jays, which I think will give them a competitive edge going into this. And also Blue Jays beating in the NLDS, the Rangers, who they played last year as well. So overall, I don't know. My gut tells me Toronto wins this pennant. So that's the American League.
Yeah. And I mean, who cares about the American League?
Yeah.
National League's where it's at. No, I've always had more of a draw to the National League.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a little bit more pure.
Pitchers that can hit.
The pitchers actually have to hit. And you actually have some that can hit home runs too.
Yeah, it's been a year for pitchers at the plate.
I mean, the crazy thing about it is you had two pitchers from the Cubs that hit home runs in the last series. Like, what is that about?
This was either really cool or, if you're a Cubs fan, still frustrating. But it was like at one point, 6 of the 11 runs that they had scored came from pitchers. So, which is cool until you think about, you know, we're paying a lot of guys on the out in the field that they're supposed to be hitting. But I got to figure that out.
Yeah, but I mean,
that brings us
up. You have a pitcher who can do both. That's great.
Including Arrieta homering off Bumgarner.
Yeah.
Easily my favorite moment. So,
I mean, obviously, Bumgarner's very, very good in the postseason. He's very good normally anyway.
Like 6 shutouts in his 13 starts.
Yeah.
And then, like, John Smoltz back on the Braves. He had 6, but it was like after 30.
Yeah.
Something.
He had like over twice as many games, and he only had the same amount of shutouts now. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. So for me, I don't know a ton about these teams or whatever, but I'm going to give it to Cleveland because they have home field advantage and they also have a really good closer, one they got from the Yankees, and I'm totally blanking on his name right now. Do you remember who it was?
Sabathia? It's not Sabathia, is it?
No, not Sabathia. No. I would remember Sabathia's name. Is Andrew Miller. You know, he's actually not currently their actual closer, but he's a great bullpen guy that can give them great innings anytime he goes in there. So I don't know.
Well, and plus, I mean, I think as we've seen so far, bullpens are really being a factor this year in the postseason.
You might say the bullpen is the best thing of the round. Hey. but yeah, so I mean,
at USU bullpen.
I'm mostly going to pick this. I mean, I don't know who's actually going to be better because I don't follow either of these teams enough. But I'm going to go ahead and say that the Indians will win the series.
Oh. So we've got some differing picks on that. That's cool.
You're cool. Oh, thanks.
But National League,
shifting
though.
Over to the more important National League. Give us our rundown there, Evan.
Yeah, so Cubs took it in four games against the Giants, which, watching that series as a Cubs fan, game three was
Did you get some heartburn?
Yeah, because I was like, you cannot be kidding me. I cannot believe it. Doesn't matter that it's an even year. Dang it, just finish it. But,
finish him.
But the problem, though, with the Giants, I think, if I alluded to this earlier, is bullpen struggles. I mean, it was a close game until, you know, the bullpen came in, and at least in game five, and, you know, let the Cubs get four runs in one half of an inning. So that was their problem. So the Cubs outlasted a Giants team that always finds a way to do well, at least even-numbered years. But you look it over to the Giants and Dodgers and Nationals, and that was an exciting five-game series because you had teams both winning and losing at home, so it wasn't like, oh, just who was ever at home is going to win. But that was also another pitching duel as well. You had Clayton Kershaw coming in for game four.
On short rest, too.
And then to come back in game five for closing work, also on short rest again. So
it was only, you know, two outs, one inning, but
still, though, I mean,
I mean, luckily it's not like it's not the same as him starting a game and pitching through six or seven or eight innings. You know, he only came in for a couple outs, but it was still short rest and it was awesome.
Yeah, and I think
he's like, that was different.
And I think that's why he is in the running for the Cy Young. I think it's not only just.
Well,
his dominant performance.
He's the best pitcher in the league right now.
Yeah, so. But also, you know, willing to do extra work for his team to get the win, I think, also is what factors in. But anyway, so Dodgers and Cubs going to meet at Wrigley on Saturday for the first time. This will be a pitching duel because I think you have, you know, you've got a good rotation for both teams. I think it's bullpen struggles a little bit, and it will be, I think, the deciding thing. I don't think this is going to be decided by the offense. I think it will be decided by the pitching. So,
the thing about it, though, is, like, as I mentioned, you know, the Dodgers really improved their bullpen a lot this year. And so I don't think they'll have a ton of issues with their bullpen. I mean, obviously, stuff will happen. But I think overall, I think they'll be in a good spot. I don't know the Cubs bullpen very well. But... Yeah. I'm hoping they're not as good.
Hey. But this will be decided on pitching and who outlasts the other. But so I can assume that we probably have different picks on this series too.
Oh, of course. So. we're both going to pick our teams.
And there's no shame in that.
You're going with the Cubs. Yeah. And
that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to start wearing my Dodgers hat around you just to make sure that you know. That you know. Because,
because
I'm not,
I've been advertising for the past month and a half.
Always and forever. and I don't have all the gear that you have for the Cubs. I don't have it all for the Dodgers because, honestly, they're my third team. Like, they're my baseball team, but I'm
obviously more of a football guy.
Yeah, I definitely more of a football guy. Even basketball, I keep track of the Spurs, and I always want them to win. But, I mean, I do have a jersey for the Spurs, but I'm not able to watch them that consistently because, you know, they play random times all the time. And I didn't have TV before. I mean, I do now, so I might be able to watch them more. But the thing about it is I want the Dodgers to win because I love L.A. Yeah. And I, you know, honestly, I thought that this was a lost year when Kershaw went out for as long as he did. And And then they were somehow able to keep winning because they couldn't win when he wasn't the pitcher, you know, before he got injured. And then they suddenly had the best record after he got injured. Yeah. It was weird, but I mean, I'll take it.
Well, I mean, and then to come back from an injury after so long and still be, you know, basically the Cy Young favorite, which I think is also really neat. But Zach Greinke, though, missing another potential championship series because he missed his one with the Royals because he wanted to leave. And then he went to the Dodgers and left them for Arizona. Yeah. So he missed out on that,
and so,
too.
I mean, that's got to mean that the Dodgers are going to win now, right? Because
hopefully
the Royals won the year after he left, right?
I think it was a few years after he left.
Either way, I mean, he left and they made it and won the World Series, so.
Who knows?
Yeah, I was kind of, I thought it was lame that he left, but, you know, whatever. They seem to be doing pretty well.
So if he leaves the Diamondbacks will someday do really well.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably not. But
probably not. But yeah, so hopefully this is a good series either way.
It's going to be a couple of good series here, both leagues, I think.
I hope so.
It'll be fun to watch.
No, I'd be fine with a sweep if it was the Dodgers winning, but I would like to have it be competitive and still have the Dodgers win.
True, and I think I'm the same, but
true, he vice agrees versa. He wants the Dodgers to win.
But
go
no,
team.
As a competitive
Go team!
No, but I think
Dodgers!
Vice versa, it should be good.
Dodgers! Well. You heard it here first, everybody. Evan is pulling for the Dodgers to win this series. He agrees. That's what you call taking someone's comments out of context. Something that you can do with Donald Trump, and it's still equally as offensive. But we're not diving into that little cesspool. But
thankfully, there's enough shame in sports to occupy our time. So
yeah, and so I mean, we'll keep you updated on what's been going on with the MLB and how the Dodgers Cubs series is going. One of us is going to be very unhappy. Now, I guess, like I said, if the Dodgers lose, obviously I won't be happy, but I don't think it'll get me as bad as it'll get Evan if the Cubs lose.
Yeah, no.
Because he lives and dies by the Cubs.
Yeah.
And I like it when the Dodgers win and I want them to win, but I'm not nearly as invested in them as Evan is in the Cubs.
I get way too much heartburn. Way too much self-pride is tied up with the Cubs. So.
Yeah, and I'm that way with the Broncos. And we'll shift gears into our NFL picks. As I mentioned earlier, we both picked the Broncos to win last night. They managed to not win against the Chargers, who really the Chargers are pretty underrated. A lot of people don't realize how good they actually are. Because they've managed to blow leads in the fourth quarter like four times this year. I was hoping there was another one of those in them last night, but didn't happen. But I don't really want to talk a lot about the Broncos right now. It's still a little bit raw.
I understand that feeling.
But we're gonna shift and go into our picks for the rest of the week because it should be pretty interesting, I guess.
And should we update them on our totals as well?
Yeah, tell us how we're doing overall, and also if you do have the numbers, how we did last week.
Okay, so
last week was kind of bad.
Yeah, I'll start with last week. Last week was bad, and these weekly totals are including last night's game, as per usual on this show. So we both went 6-8. So we had a lot of the same picks.
So awful.
A lot of the same disappointing picks, and there were some where I was right, but there was enough where you were right that, you know, we both came out 6-8, obviously. So that brings our total. You, my friend, are at 45-32. So, and then I am at 40-37 because I chose the Bears last week. So that's a part of it. But anyway.
Hey, it worked the week before, so.
So that's our total.
You got to give it a shot.
Yeah. So that's our total.
You might want to throw that hat in the recycling bin. Well, actually, no, the trash. You can't recycle that. It's it's over.
At least it's not a Browns hat. It's not a Browns hat.
Yeah, those you have to incinerate.
or feed to a dog at a dog pound.
No, you can't do that.
Don't want to poison the dog.
I mean, That's euthanasia, man.
Cruel and unusual treatment for animals.
I think the word's punishment, but yeah.
Punishment.
But anyway, so, you were saying.
Yeah, so overall not a great week for either of us.
It's all right. I'm going to do better this week. I don't know about you, but I'm going to do better. All right, so starting out this week, starting out from today. So Sunday morning, got the 49ers traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills.
I'm going to go with the Bills. I like the direction they've been going, and I think they'll win at home against the 49ers.
Yeah, somehow they decided that they weren't going to suck after those first two games. They were just awful those first two games, and they somehow have managed to turn it around and win three in a row. I think it'll be four. The Redskins host the Eagles.
I'm going to give it to the Eagles. I think they're just a better team than Washington. I mean, yeah, Washington's 3-2, but I don't know. I just haven't been as impressed as I have been with how the Eagles have played.
So. Yeah, I'm going to give it to the Eagles as well. Though that one could go the other way. I could see that happening. But, yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. Up next, we've got the Titans hosting the Browns. It's head doomsday.
Okay. It's head-scratcher time. No. Titans. If only for the fact that the Browns are once again a disaster. And, you know, Tennessee is a 7-point favorite. I think it's going to be more than that.
So. I'm going to go with the Titans. I don't know if it's going to be more than that because the Browns have found a way to be in every game, but they just don't finish. They've managed to be close, but they let people get the lead on them in the fourth quarter every time. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Titans. I think they're the better team. Giants and the Ravens.
I'm going to go with the Giants. I think it'll be a relatively close game, but I think that the Giants pull it out.
Yeah, they could. They've had a 3-game losing streak, and I'm going to go with the Ravens, who've got a 2-game losing streak. So one of these teams has to turn it around. But yeah, I'm going to go for the Ravens, mostly just to be different from you. But
that's why we do everything.
Because I can see this game going either way. So yeah. I'm just going to pick it differently, just so we can have some separation or some closure, I guess. I could be a dick and just pick exactly the same as you every week. But
then we'll just keep that 5-game spread.
Yeah, and then I'll definitely win. then we got the Panthers going to New Orleans to take on the Saints. 1-4 against 1-3. The Panthers went from barely getting to the playoffs at 7-8-1 two years ago to 15-1 last year, and now they're back cellar dwelling again. As far as the record goes, they're a lot better than the record says, but
yeah, but the record is still what it is.
Yeah,
obviously. Here's the thing: I want to pick the Panthers just because I predicted them to do well, foolishly at the beginning of the season. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. This week, I'm going to go with the Saints just as punishment for the Panthers' continued punishment for not living up to my expectations. So
you're punishing them by not picking them.
Yeah, so Nollins will get my pick.
Nollins. Now I'm going to go with the Panthers. I think Cam Newton's going to be back. If you picked the Panthers, I was going to pick the Saints. It's one of those games that I can see it going either way because the Saints are really good on offense and the Panthers are having a lot of issues in their secondary.
Yeah,
I mean, they gave up 300 yards to Julio Jones and 500 to Matt Ryan. So, I mean, they've been bad. But I expect there to be a little bit better. And the thing about it is New Orleans can't stop anybody. They can't stop a runny nose. And so I'm going to give the Panthers – I think they're going to start turning it around. I think they still could potentially make it to the playoffs, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But either way, I think that they're going to at least have a respectable record at the end of the year. I think they're going to win this one. Bears, your Bears, host the Jaguars. The Jaguars.
Jaguars. Going to go with the Bears.
Fan pick.
Yep, pure fan pick, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, they've got a pretty good shot because they're not playing Cutler.
Yeah, thankfully.
Cutler's just awful. I mean, he's got a lot of talent, but his just attitude and his demeanor is just awful.
The continuing train wreck of Chicago Bears quarterbacks.
Yeah. And so I'm going to pick the Jaguars to win. I think that they'll get their second win. They played well last week, or not, was it? Yeah, 2 weeks ago in London against the Colts. But, yeah, they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Well, 2.5, really. Well, nah, I guess now. Two weeks. And the Bears just aren't very good. This is going to be an ugly game, though, I think. These two not very good teams. I had higher hopes for the Jaguars this year, but they haven't been getting it done. Lions host the Rams.
I'm going to go with the Lions. I think, other than the four interceptions, I like how Matt Stafford has played overall. So I'm going to give it to the Lions on this.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams. Because, I mean, you mentioned the four interceptions. Stafford is prone to making mistakes when he's passing the ball, throwing interceptions. And the LA defense is pretty good. And so I keep picking – a lot of the times I'm picking these partly because I just want differences. And we're either going to have a huge separation or a huge closure, and you might even take the lead depending on how these games go. But I'm going to go with the Rams. Also, they might be my second favorite team in the NFL just because they're in LA.
Okay. But that's fair.
Steelers will travel to take on the Dolphins.
Steelers. Yeah.
Dolphins really struggling, and the Steelers are really good. So that's how I'm seeing that going. Patriots hosting the Bengals.
Patriots. I think you mentioned Cincinnati kind of overachieving. Was it when we were talking about
this? No, they're underachieving.
Underachieving.
Really? I mean, they lost to the freaking Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the Bengals are a pretty good team. I just think that Tom Brady's still going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder, and I just don't think that they're going to be able to overcome it. I think the Patriots win, too. Yeah. Raiders host the Chiefs.
Going to give it to the Raiders. I think that the Chiefs have just struggled to really perform as good as I thought they were going to. And it's also at Oakland as well. And so it's a kind of a rivalry game between Chiefs and Raiders. So I think the energy will be high in Oakland. So I give it to the Raiders.
All right. I'm going to give it to the Chiefs. I think that they'll find a way to get this win. It's a division game, and they're two good teams. I think that, you know, the Chiefs will get this. Seahawks hosting the Falcons. This is an intriguing matchup.
I'm going to go with the Falcons because they're on a roll, and they've been playing well, including the game against Denver, which I won't dwell on.
No, they did play well against Denver.
So I think, you know, I think they continue their role that they're on. So
yeah, I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. They're my pick to win the Super Bowl, or not win the Super Bowl, to get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. And I think that, you know, they've got a really good defense like Denver does, and they might have a little bit faster linebackers that will be covering those running backs. And I think offensively, they're better than Denver is right now, at least better than Denver was last week and this week. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks. Cowboys travel to take on the Packers.
I'm going to give it to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, he's done pretty well. I mean, 9 touchdowns so far this season. There are 3 interceptions, but I think home crowd will help give it to the Packers.
So. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Aaron Rodgers. I also say that Dak Prescott throws his first interception. I don't really believe in this Dallas team. They've really overachieved in my mind. Dak Prescott has played well, as has Ezekiel Elliott. The offense, I don't expect to be awful or anything, but I think their defense is overachieved, and I think that they're going to start to fall back to where they truly are as far as talent goes. I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong the last couple weeks, but I think that the Packers will win this one. Moving to Sunday night, the Texans host the Colts.
I'm going to give it to Houston. I think, yeah, they kind of started off really well, struggled a little bit. But I still think they pull out a win. I think the Colts last week, in my opinion, should have lost to the Bears just because of my fan pick, but I'm going to give it to Houston. I think they're better than what they have been for the past couple weeks.
Yeah. I want to pick the Colts, but you know they've got a lot of injuries going on, and I'm torn because I don't believe in this Texans team at all. They're not very good, and they're a good team against lesser opponents, but anytime they play against like the top tier, they don't show up to games. They get completely destroyed. So Andrew Luck is questionable, but I'm going to pick the Colts. I figure he'll play, and I think that he'll find a way to get them the win because I feel like he always has Houston's number and also parity, you know. So we got different picks again. Last up, the Cardinals host the Jets on Monday Night Football.
Cardinals. I don't know what's going on with Fitzpatrick, but 10.
Fitzpatrick. You said it wrong.
10 interceptions. I mean, quarterbacks on bad teams don't have 10 interceptions yet. So
yeah, I mean, he had 9 in 2 weeks. So, I mean, it's 6 in 1 game. So
yeah, so I think it's Arizona's been bad. The defense on Arizona is just going to eat that up. So I give it to the Cardinals.
I mean, you know, you could be right. And I just got to take a quick look at the injury report before I decide. Because this Arizona team is not good either.
Yeah, but I just think the Jets are so much worse.
I think the Jets will find a way to get a win on this one. I'll pick them.
Really? Okay.
So it's going to be an interesting week because we've got a lot of different picks, and that means that either you know we're both going to be equally wrong, and
or we're going to be like separated by like 14 games or something.
Yeah, could come back and I'm ahead by like 14, 15 games, or we could come back and you're ahead by like 2 or 3, or we're just like tied or something. Got a lot of different picks, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I think a lot of these are basically like flip a coin to decide who's gonna win. But
it's like bad teams going up against other bad teams. It's like who's worse at that point, you know?
Yeah. If you got some feedback or questions you want us to answer on our podcast at any time, tweet us at USU Bullpen, and we will answer your questions on these. If it pertains to the Aggies, we'll put that on that podcast, and if it pertains to anything else, we'll put it on this one. But want to thank you guys for listening and have a good day.
This has been another edition of the Bullpen Podcast on Aggie Radio.
Catch us on aggieradio.com and on Twitter at USU Bullpen.